You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The City of Eau Claire is seeking additional feedback from community members on proposed designs for the Dewey Street Bridge Replacement Project. Plans for the bridge replacement project are still in the early stages, and city officials don't expect to finalize a plan until September of 2026. Significant construction work could begin as soon as May of 2027. Residents can access renderings of the currently proposed options online, as well as more information about the project in general. Public comments will be accepted until August 31st. St. Croix County officials are inviting area residents out for a nitrate screening clinic on Tuesday. The event will be held at the Deer Park Library from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. Area residents who own a private well will be able to bring a sample to have it screened for nitrates, which can pose health risks for children, pregnant women, and people with certain pre-existing health conditions. Residents should bring about 8 ounces of water collected within 24 hours in a closed container for testing, and county officials will share the results of the nitrate screening on site. A Rice Lake man charged with felony homicide by intoxicated use of a vehicle has entered into a plea deal to dismiss that charge. 45-year-old Stephen Anderson was facing multiple felony and misdemeanor charges in relation to multiple OWI cases, the most serious of which stemmed from a two-vehicle crash that took the life of a 60-year-old Cameron man nearly a year ago. Last week, Anderson entered guilty pleas to misdemeanor reckless driving causing injury and fifth offense operating while intoxicated. A sentencing hearing was scheduled for October. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has announced bonus authorizations will be available for the 2025 gun deer hunt season. According to a press release, bonus antlerless harvest authorizations will be available for purchase through the DNR's Go Wild portal and at local in-person sales locations beginning on August 18th at 10 a.m. An online queue system will be available beginning at 9:45 a.m. The bonus authorizations will be sold at a rate of one per person per day until they are sold out entirely or the deer hunting season ends. The Wisconsin Humane Society is urgently seeking foster parents after taking in an unprecedented number of surrendered cats in recent days. Organization officials say they are caring for 1,500 animals at their locations across the state, including nearly 1,100 cats. The recent intake of cats has led to overcrowding issues, so the organization is calling for help from residents willing to foster some of the cats to open up additional shelter space. Residents can fill out an application to become a foster parent for the animals online. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is again urging residents to be on the lookout for signs of spongy moth infestations on their trees. The invasive species has been spreading across the state over recent years, prompting treatment flights and trapping efforts in the western Wisconsin region. Trees that are infected by the spongy moths would show signs of drought and defoliation of their leaves, which the species eat during their larva stage. If residents do see signs of an infestation, they should contact the agency as soon as possible. The Universities of Wisconsin Board of Regents has approved a $265,000 settlement in relation to a federal lawsuit filed by a UW Eau Claire employee. The lawsuit was filed by Rochelle Hoffman and claimed that she was forced to resign from her position leading a campus diversity office because of her race. Hoffman notably stated that she was in favor of the diversity, equity, and inclusion programs at the university and had planned to use data-informed strategies to improve retention and graduation rates among students of color. The 18-year-old Webster man who set a number of mailboxes across Barron County on fire has been sentenced to probation. William Johnson and a 15-year-old Minnesota juvenile were arrested in December in relation to the mailbox fires. Johnson faced various charges, including arson, possessing explosives for unlawful purposes, and criminal damage to property. He entered into a plea deal in July, pleading guilty to 11 misdemeanor counts of criminal damage to property. He was sentenced to 12 months of probation as part of the plea deal. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is warning food truck owners of an uptick in scams as football season approaches. According to a press release, scammers have been inviting food truck vendors to fake fan events and requesting payment for the vendors to attend. They typically request payment from the food truck vendors through apps like Venmo and PayPal. The agency advised vendors to avoid interacting with unsolicited messages, verify the legitimacy of events, and not to pay fees through peer-to-peer banking apps. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents to avoid disturbing young wild animals while they're enjoying the outdoors. In a press release, the agency reminded residents to always observe young wildlife from a safe distance so they can mature properly in their natural habitat. Officials say disturbing the young animals could cause them stress, inhibit their ability to learn normal social behaviors, and maintain a specialized diet, or contribute to the spread of disease. The DNR is also reminding residents that most wild animals are protected by law. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open a three-game series against the Pirates tonight after a thrilling 7-6 win yesterday to sweep the Mets. The game tied at 6-6. Bottom of the ninth, Isaac Collins at the plate. FanDuel, Wisconsin.
Collins today with two hits. He's 2-for-4. Collins, fly ball. Deep in the right field. Isaac Collins. It is a walk-off home run. He's done it again. And the Brewers have won their ninth straight game.
Now, despite the floods in Milwaukee, over 37,000 fans came to the ballpark to support the team. Was there concern they might stay home?
I wasn't sure. Yeah, I honestly didn't know like if fans weren't going to be able to make it, and they showed out. Like, that's just am fam for you, Brewers Nation. You know, they love their Brewers, and you know, I love playing for this team.
That's the Brewers' Isaac Collins. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Eddie Murphy has pretty much been an open book for most of his incredibly impressive career. He was a highly successful comedian, one of the most popular SNL actors ever, and has had a lengthy movie career packed with several blockbusters like Beverly Hills Cop and Trading Places. That did not stop him from pointing out some of the blemishes on his resume in a recent interview with Complex 360. Murphy had no problem discussing some of his clunkers, which included maybe what Murphy considers to be his biggest bomb, The Adventures of Pluto Nash. The sci-fi comedy came out in 2002 and is also one of the biggest flops of all time after bombing with critics and only making $7 million against a $100 million budget. 1998's Holy Man is also on his list and lost big bucks, but when asked about his critically panned comedy Norbit, where Murphy played several different characters, Murphy held his ground and said he loved the movie. More honesty like this, please. Love, Eddie Murphy. The music industry is still mourning the loss of Ozzy Osbourne. Wife Sharon Osbourne has said there will be a biopic of the rocker's life. Before you get too excited and think it's going to be all sex, drugs, and rock and roll, the Osbournes say it will focus on their marriage. The project was first announced in 2021, and all the Osbournes will play a role, with his children being listed as producers. Here's a Vigilante Justice news update. The Batman Part 2 has movement. Production will start filming in the spring of 2026, according to Variety. The film will not hit theaters until the following year, with a premiere date set for October 1 of 2027. Robert Pattinson is back to portray the Dark Knight. The production has been delayed several times, but all the ducks appear to be in a row. Matt Reeves is back in the director's chair. I was beginning to think this would never happen. James Cameron's Titanic won 11 Oscars and made over $1 billion at the global box office. The film almost had a much different look, though, as Matthew McConaughey was a frontrunner for the role of Jack Dawson, which ultimately went to Leonardo DiCaprio in the 1997 film. According to producer John Lando's book, McConaughey had a great read at the audition and everyone liked it. Cameron thought it was great, too, but asked the actor to read it again. McConaughey said, "No, that was good," which, according to Lando, kept McConaughey off the cruise. The world is about to get funnier thanks to Warner Brothers, who has just announced it has greenlit a Kristen Wiig and Jonah Hill film, a new comedy called Cut Off. The two funny stars play a pair of entitled siblings, according to The Hollywood Reporter. Hill is attached as the film's director and Wiig is producing. The film is set for release sometime in 2026. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 84 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop into the low to mid 60s for a low. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high right around 83. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
That's your WCFW and the Tap Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at wcfw.fm or thetap.fm. The national news cycle never stops. but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.